It's all go for the folks down at Tyrrell's Farm. From picking the tastiest Herefordshire potatoes to sourcing the most scrumptious ingredients for a fuller flavour. And only the very best crisps make it to the bag. That one tickle your fancy, Maureen? The result? D-ruddy-licious! So, next time you're hosting a bash, bring out a bowlful of something terribly, terribly tasty!
For 5 days, Britain and indeed the world turned to Farnborough, and we marvelled at what we heard and saw. As we looked on at the latest aircraft that have swept Britain to the forefront of aviation, we remembered also the men behind the scenes, whose inspiration and initiative have created those aircraft on their drawing boards. And we thought of the men who flew them first, like John Derry, test pilot of the de Havilland 110. But those who watched during those 5 days could never know the feelings of those men whose job it was to take an aircraft through the sound barrier again and again. And perhaps, as we thrilled to their daring, we almost forgot that on each and every flight, death flew alongside them.
I was sent by the agency, sir. I was given to understand that you required a valet. Very good, sir. Late night last night, sir? If you would drink this, sir? It's a little preparation of my own invention. Gentlemen have told me they find it extremely invigorating after a late evening.
I say! You're engaged!
Thank you, sir. My name is Jeeves.
I say, Jeeves, what an extraordinary talent!
Thank you, sir.
Could one inquire what...
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not at liberty to divulge the ingredients, sir.
No, of course not. Secrets of the guild and all that.
Precisely, sir.
Have you been searching high and low for a jolly posh, rather old-fashioned British accent of the sort the BBC used to require of all its newsreaders long ago, in those halcyon days? Then look no further. You've found me. I will produce a high quality, or if you prefer, high quality by the standards of the 1940s, audio track to match your requirements. I will use my advanced training in phonetics to match those clipped tones and the precise enunciation of previous generations to bring your project alive. So get your skates on. And contact me post-haste to arrange your vintage British voiceover.